This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nembenza, has warned a military conflict could erupt with the United States over Syria.
Look, we cannot exclude any possibilities, unfortunately, because we saw messages that are coming from Washington. They were very bellicose.
President Trump convened his National Security Council to discuss the American response to the recent alleged chemical weapons attack blamed on the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Trump has said a decision about a strike will be made soon. President Trump has ordered his top economic and trade advisors to be looking into rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership he abandoned last year. Japan has cautiously welcomed the news. Mr. Trump has often said he prefers bilateral trade deals instead of multinational pacts, believing the U.S. does not fare well in bigger trade deals. President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, faced intense questioning during a Senate confirmation hearing. He indicated he would not resign in protest over actions by Mr. Trump, such as firing Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller.
My instincts tell me that my obligation to continue to serve as America's senior diplomat will be more important at increased times of political domestic turmoil. We've seen this in America before, right? This wouldn't be the first time that there's been enormous political turmoil. My recollection of the history is that previous secretaries of state stayed the course.
Senators of both political parties stress the need for a Secretary of State who can navigate an often stormy White House and stand up to the president. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress from both political parties are making a fresh push to protect Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump. Mueller is leading the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. We get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
President Trump at the White House Thursday to promote the impact of his tax bill. But the Russia probe was also on his mind as he took to Twitter to blast a New York Times report that he'd considered firing special counsel Robert Mueller last year. Trump vented about the Mueller probe earlier in the week after the FBI raided the home, hotel, and office of his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Investigators are reportedly looking at Cohen's role in payoffs to two women who claim they had affairs with Trump before he became president. The Trump White House is now bracing for the release of a new book next week by former FBI Director James Comey. It was Trump's firing of Comey last May that led to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Global economy showing signs of strong recovery. World Trade Organization Director General Roberto Acevedo spoke at a press conference in Geneva, Switzerland, where he said the overall outlook is very good.
It reflects the stronger economic growth that we are seeing in both developed and developing countries, and which is forecast to continue. All regions contributed to the trade recovery in 2017. The main contributors were the Asian economies, which together contributed 60% of the volume increase in imports and 51% of the increase in exports.
According to the WTO, China was the world's largest exporter and second largest importer in 2017, and the combined trade volume of China and the United States accounted for more than 20% of the world's total last year. Amnesty International reporting the number of executions around the world continued to fall last year with a 4% drop. Also, the vast majority of global executions recorded last year, according to the report, took place in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Pakistan. As many marked World Holocaust Day, once again promising to never forget the genocide that killed 6 million Jews during World War II, a new study showing that Americans appear to be doing just that. The study released by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany found that 22% of millennials said they had never heard of the Holocaust. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.